Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to chat with you today. How's it going, Dave?
It is going well.
All right. And so what we're going to talk about in today's podcast is live video, okay? Now, I had mentioned to Dave that I would try to do a live video of us talking about live video. And so I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Should we try to make it happen?
Yeah, why not? At least a little video.
All right. So I'm going to pull up, Instagram. So bear with me, folks. But again, especially for those that are not listening to this live, we'll drop some good information in it. So just bear with me. All right. I'm going to start the live video, and I guess I should have it face me so people can see me. Yes, there we go. All right, so.
The cutout of your daughter that she loves so much.
There you are. She loves it. So, anyway, we are live on Instagram, and we are recording a podcast on live video, so that's why we are doing this. And anyway, so we got Dave on the other side of it, and the reason I wanted to dive into this this today, Dave, was simply because I've been to a couple sessions lately where we've dove into live video a lot, and there's been a lot of really good information shared, and I kind of wanted to pass that on and just kind of give some of my thoughts to live video. And again, I also want to talk about, you know, some things that I've seen that have done really well, and also some pet peeves of mine. So the thing that I like the most about live videos is, it shows you the real. There's no, like, at least if it's done right, there's no, like, cuts or second takes or things like that. You have errors. It just happens. And so one of the biggest pet peeves that I have, though, is when people take a little bit too long to get to their point with live video. And I don't know, Dave, if you've ever watched a live video and someone's like just trying to share, and they start off, I'm gonna make this really quick, and they haven't made the point 10 minutes later.
Yes, there was when I was before we started doing our podcast, I was watching some and podcasts and just live video stuff like that. And there was someone where we knew that was on the show. And I was like, I was going to listen or watch or whatever it was, one of the two, that person. And 20 minutes into the hour long episode, they had not even been really talked about or even introduced really much.
Yeah, that's frustrating. So biggest tip, get to the point. Okay. Think about how our attention spans are. We're always talking about attention spans with images and just how we don't read text anymore and we like visual things. Same thing with the live video. Just make sure that you're getting to the point quicker, that you're not just dragging it on and dragging it on, dragging people on. And so something that I thought was super interesting lately is, because I do a lot of photography, and I got a good buddy, Kevin Mullet, and he does a lot of live videos. And one of the things that I thought was pretty neat photography-wise is I would notice that he would, he would kind of share. I'm talking when he goes out on trips, like he has this Suburban and he goes out on 2-3 week trips and he lives in the Suburban basically, and he kind of shares just his setup, but he shares all the different amazing places that he goes to. He shares all of, all the different the different spots and kind of where he's setting up, and it's great. But also he uses it for after the fact, and I've seen him use it, and within a live broadcast of about 6 minutes or so, he's sold 10 prints for $100 a pop. So it's a great way to make $1,000, at least with him and what he's done. And he's got people all the time that are saying, hey, do more. And anyway, so these are just some of my thoughts as far as live video and how to make it work a little bit better. And some of the tips that we're given, obviously, you don't have to worry about making it super professional, but like, let's say that you're doing some sort of a live video. Sometimes your connection goes bad, but let's say that, you're doing it and you're making really good points. Some of the people said have a DSLR set up in the background, capturing everything, and just in case something goes wrong with your live video. And so that's a good idea, so you don't lose anything. I like the idea, you know, because I do, like I said, I do a lot of photography. And so I like the idea of kind of what Kevin's done and getting the word out there more about different parts of my photography and different pieces that I'm going to be sharing. Or maybe I'll like do some limited edition pieces and just try to drum up information or drum up interest with people with live video. But again, the other thing that that is really well with people that do a lot of live video is they do them consistently. And so I haven't done a lot of consistent live videos. I know that I want to get into doing that more. And who knows, maybe at some point Dave and I will get it into where we're recording these of ourselves and broadcasting them. I don't know.
Wait, what's... what?
Yeah, I knew I was going to get a wait, what? What? On that. But anyway.
That wasn't the deal.
So, and again, you know, what I think works best with these live videos is, and I think about a lot of the businesses that I follow that do this well. Like, I love when I have live video from places that I go and eat at a lot or places that I frequent a lot, because a lot of times they're sharing with me, like, you know, their specials that they're going to do that day. They're sharing with me different things like that. And so I have a reason to follow them. I have a reason to participate with them and that kind of stuff. So, all right, Dave, I'm going to end this live video now because, you know, people can't hear you on the other end when you're talking, and I'd like you to share some thoughts on this. So I'm going to go ahead and end this video for anyone that's watching live. Bye. Anyway.
Done.
Thoughts on it, Dave?
I'm trying to think. Live video is... I think live video and just video in general is something that every business thinks they have to do because Facebook pushed it so hard. But I don't think it's right for everyone. Mm-mm. So, you know, but I think live video, the plus to live video is you can have some sort of announcement. You know, you can have a winner of an award, which is something we could possibly do as I think about it. But, I think it comes down to, again, just like everything, is weigh the pros and cons. And one of the pros for live video is that you can reuse it.
Absolutely.
Assuming, you know, there's not any horrendous outtakes or issues, but it is something that you can use. You can drum up some awareness. You know, if you're doing Instagram, I always get pinged on Facebook if someone's doing live video, if, you know, if I'm even remotely on it or if it's open. Which is why one reason I try to close it. But if you have Instagram, you know, it'll ping up and jump up, and if someone's on, they'll see it. And even if it's a live video and you push it on your Instagram, people will see it later too. Because I follow a couple of companies. One's an outdoor company, and they haven't been doing it lately, but for a while they were doing a ton where they'd go hiking and they talk about the gear and they talk about different stuff that they were doing while they were hiking. You know, if you're a chef or if you're, you know, a restaurant, you could talk about the local ingredients. Or if you're going and picking, you know, whatever, basil, and picking vegetables and stuff for something special event that's coming up, or just for that night, you know, or just for that weekend, you could go and talk about it. Breweries could do something when they're out getting the hops. You know, if you're any kind of business, think about when you're getting or procuring whatever you need, or you're building whatever you need, that is an opportunity for video, for live video. And then again, you can reuse it.
You know, you mentioned something. I was chatting with one of the marketing directors for a museum in Philadelphia, like one of the natural history museums. And she was telling me, she's like, you know how much amazing stuff there is behind the scenes at museums that people never get to see? And she's like, I've had such a hard time convincing, like, you know, the powers that be, the big wigs, the old dudes or whatever, you know, to do something like this, because they want everything perfect and polished. But like, we were talking about how huge of an interest or a following that they could have by going and seeing the behind the scenes stuff before that. Like, what did it take to get this piece here? Or what did it take to get this piece restored that I'm now looking at?
I think most people would actually like to see that more than the final piece.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was telling her. Like, because as I was, you know, I recently was in England and I went through and I was looking at this piece that said it was 300 BC. And I was like, is this really like 300 BC? That's like fantastic. That's amazing. And like, I was looking at it and I was like thinking, man, I would love to know the behind the scenes story to this. But if there was like an opportunity for video, and she was saying that they have so many like archives and warehouses of just different places where they could do stuff like that. And I just thought, like, how phenomenal would that be? And so, you know, that's just one idea or one thought that I had. The other person that comes to mind, that when I think of live video, I think of my friend Richie Norton. And we'll drop links in the blog post on this so you could find him and follow it. But Richie Norton basically sells among many things that he does, he's basically selling this lifestyle image of, you know, working from home and the entrepreneur. And he does help people like with that want to sell actual products. The name of his company is actually Product. So, but he helps people with, you know, getting product stores from China and different things like that. But one of the things that he does well, if you follow him, is the live video. I mean, he shares all the different testimonials, success stories. He even calls out and shows his haters, people that are like, you know, the people that are trolling him. And I think that that's amazing. It's so like transparent and authentic. But the thing that he does best is he just shares his life. Like, I mean, he shares way more than I would, but it works for him. And he's basically sharing his lifestyle. He lives in Hawaii and he travels everywhere, and he's always got his family. Like, for example, he just got back from like 3 months, I'm not kidding you, like a 3 month trip over in Europe, where I think he hit every place. And but the whole time he's working from home, or he's working from there, he's working and he's documenting it, and he's sharing with people what he does. And to me, like, he is the epitome of someone that is doing live video correct. So again, like I said, we'll have links to this, but his name is Richie Norton. I would love for all of you guys to go and check it out, because again, when you're watching it, and again, think about this, like with whatever it is that you're into or that you're doing or your business, think of how you can relate this to what you're doing. But I think he does such a fabulous job of like selling this lifestyle through the live video, and basically making people want to be like, yes, that's what I want, you know, Dave. So again, I think that's a huge thing that live video can accomplish. Are you there?
Yeah, having problems today with the mute button.
Oh, no problem.
My home phone was ringing, so I was trying to be quiet.
So yeah, I was just basically, you know, I was just chatting about how I, you know, think Richie Norton does live video right, and those are just some of my examples or thoughts on live video for that side of it.
I think going back to the museum thing, like, say, and you know, even if you're working on a product and you don't know when it's going to come out, or if you're working on a book or something and you want to read a passage from it, it drums up interest, but also it gives you content then to reuse later when you do launch it. So say a museum or a restaurant, and you start live, you know, you the chefs are, you know, you're just in the kitchen cooking up different stuff, and you're like, I'm gonna make something and I think it's gonna be great, but it might suck today, and we're just gonna try it, and you live stream it and then you save it.
Yeah.
What happens when you decide that that's gonna be the special dish at something? You can then use that video to show it being made 1 month, 3 months, 6 months later.
That's a great point.
And for the museum, what if they document some of that stuff, and then that piece actually makes it to the front room? Well, now they can actually just have a video to tell the story, and it's already content that's been produced, and you just get to reuse it.
And I love that, because I can't tell you how many times it was the videos that were explaining what I was looking at that I would stop at the most in those exhibits. Like, I would stop where there was a monitor where I could learn about it from that. So, to your point, perfect.
Yeah, instead of just reading, it's like, oh, this was found in Egypt, or this was found in Iceland, and it was dug up by so-and-so. No, actually show me video of the people digging it up, or the team in the back cleaning it up, or, you know, caring for it. I think that tells a story. I mean, video tells a story much better than just, you know, a couple words. And the fact that you're producing it, you're using it once, but then you can save it. And just, you know, it's always sitting there. It's content you produced. You can always bring it back. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the examples that I gave in a session recently, Dave, was it's an app that I have, but it's a photography. And again, I talk a lot about photography, guys, because I love photography. So, hey, deal with it. But Photo Pills, it is one of my favorite apps, and it helps so much with photography. But what Photo Pills does is they'll actually do live video of how to use their app or how to do certain things. And for me, it's amazing because, you know, like, there's things that it teaches you how to do, like star trails, or I'm sure you guys have seen those pictures, those images of like a tree, and it's got the stars that are like in circular, and it's like, how do they do that? Or how does a photographer do that? Or how do I get those settings right? Well, that's what I love about this app. Like, they'll do things where they'll walk you through stuff like that live. And so again, apply that to your industry, just like you were saying, Dave. Whether it be the restaurant, whether it be the museum, whatever it is, I think other people than just, like, you know, the lifestyle type people that I was talking about earlier can use live video to their advantage. Okay, I know that one of the people that was mentioned in the live video session that I was at that kind of made me start to take a more of a double look at this was. I don't know if you know Greg Finn from Cyprus. I forget the name of his company. Anyway, we'll drop a link.
Upstate New York.
Yeah, upstate New York. But Greg Finn, they do this live video news recap thing that goes on. I don't know if it's every day or once a week or what it is. But I just love the ones that I've seen. They're great. And so, again, can be used
They have way too much fun, I think, because I've seen those too. Yeah, it's Cypress North.
Cypress North, thank you.
Yeah. Everyone that has North in their name is a good company. Just saying. No, but they have way too much fun when they record those. You can totally tell. They're having a good old time.
But, yeah, that's, like, I was thinking about how cool would that be? Just, you know, if you're a name that people follow, just do a live video at the end of every day, just kind of recapping what the industry news was, or what happened today, or, hey, did you hear this person left whatever? I mean, you could become the TMZ of CERT. No, anyway, I'm just, again, just ideas here. Hopefully people have, you know, a little bit more of an idea of what they can do with live video. I know that I'm committed to do a little bit more with live video in 2019. Love how I put that off until 2019. But
good choice, because you have a little bit more time.
Just want to do it right. So anyway, so final thoughts for me would be, you know, getting to the point. Okay, don't make me watch your video for 10 minutes and decide to shut it off because what you said you were going to do in a quick video and the point you were going to make, you haven't made it 10 minutes in. Don't do that. You know, make sure you're in an area with good Wi-Fi, that it's not going to cut off and you're not going to annoy people with lag. Make sure that you have some kind of a direction or point with it. You know, have something thought of or at least planned out. I know it's live and it's spontaneous, but, like, have a point to it. Definitely, if there's reasons for people to continue to follow, whether it be contests or, hey, this is coming up, or you know, I'm going to be using this video in the future. Those are just, you know, all the stuff that we talked about, or just even lifestyle, getting people motivated, wanting to watch because they love what you're doing, or just they want to be a part of it. Like, these are all great reasons for live video, and those are just kind of my final thoughts on this. Dave?
I think if you're thinking about video, use it as you can use just a phone. or GoPro or something, you know, if you have even an old DSLR that might be able to do it, maybe not, some of them don't. But you can just use a phone and just see what gets good feedback and what gets traction, and then actually spend the time and energy to put into a video.
Yeah.
And then you can also reuse it. But I think just think of ways to do it in that you can reuse it if you're kind of scared about it. That way you're getting double use out of it, if not more. I think that's the biggest, my two biggest things is just the barrier for entry is if you do have a phone.
Yeah. Well, and I just recently, and we'll find this link and put it on. I just can't remember it off the top of my head. There's a brand new video editing company that I learned about at PubCon, and we'll find that for you and we'll drop it in this episode. But that's a good place to end. All right, guys, good luck with your live video. For Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media, and that's Bear in the background barking saying goodbye, guys, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks. Good one.